morning, everybody. What's on your mind? First thing that hit me as I stepped out of my door was a slippery sidewalk. Hope you, so be careful. The gal in front of me almost went down, upside down. A little too slippery for her, but what a beautiful morning compared to what it was just a few weeks ago. And 39 is the current temperature. They said the high today is supposed to only be up to 34, but at least my, you never know about these cars and stuff and if they're right in their temperature. But looks like a high today, 34 here in Fargo. KTGO folks, it looks like you're going to be up to 39. 50% chance of snow after 1 a.m. tonight out yonder. Mostly cloudy, low around 13. Less than an inch of accumulation, though. And then Saturday snow, it looks like precip chance is 90% in Tioga. Then you can get a 1 to 2 inches possible. A lot of times in March, it's a little heavier, you know. More moisture in the air accumulates quicker. But for us, the Saturday, which is sort of an important day for me, with Freedom Club and Save Our Republic Day, at 1 o'clock at the Hub, 2525 9th Avenue South in Fargo. Partly sunny on Saturday, high near 21. We can handle that just fine. Northwest wind around 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 5. So we'll have an extended forecast later on today, but I want to tell you about all the amazing guests. And by the way, if you have any comments you want to talk about, this first hour, you can call 855-200-1776, extension 2, and you can tell me what's on your mind. And then, of course, Todd will be in, let's see, and Pat Finken will be doing what's on your mind as Scott gets a much-deserved day off from 9 to 1, and they have Congressman Kramer with them. So he was supposed to be on yesterday, but he got, you know, man has got a job in Washington to do. Then you're going to, at 9:30, Mary Miller of the Basin Electric to discuss St. Baldwick's and the Bismarck effort to raise money for cancer research. And then at 10:30, Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm. So one of the headlines that kind of grabbed my attention here in the forum is at the top of the front page, leaders may ask to extend sales taxes. Move might allow work on diversion to start in spring of 2015. You know, a lot of people want that done, that proposed 36-mile flood channel next spring. But one of the several financing options to cover the estimated $450 million local share, the $1.8 billion, calls for special assessment across Cass County, which diversion officials said would likely never be collected. Isn't that kind of strange? Instead, it'll be used as sort of a collateral to get better interest rates on the loan, which would then be repaid with local sales tax. Fargo and Cass County passed a half-cent sales tax to fund permanent flood relief in 2009 and 10, respectively. So, special assessment-backed bond issue that uses sales tax to make the annual payments could be a real money-saving way to finance the project, Mark Brodshaug, chairman of the Cass County Joint Water Resources District. So that was interesting. I would not like to be in Ukraine, as Russia seems to be pulling up all kinds of power on the border of Ukraine. There's hope, but Merkel, she'd been criticized for being too quiet for fear that Germany's dependence on Russian oil and gas had rendered her mute. But the announcement of Russia's troop buildup, which is massed troops, armored vehicles, three regions along Ukraine's border on Thursday, alarming interim Ukraine government about possible invasion. This is very dynamic. I mean, you talk about bully, you talk about threatening. Ukraine has no possible way of defending themselves. So Merkel says, an unusually sharp rebuke for the chancellor from Germany, Angela Merkel. She warned the Russian government must abandon what she calls the politics of the 19th and 20th centuries, or face diplomatic and economic retaliation from a united Europe. She's talking about Stalin and Marx and Mao Zedong. She's talking about bloodthirsty, ruthless dictators from the past. Ladies and gentlemen, If Russia continues on its course of the past weeks, it will not only be a catastrophe for Ukraine, we also, as neighbors of Russia, would see it as a threat. And not only change the European Union's relationship with Russia, no, this would also cause massive damage to Russia, economically and politically. Feels like it's ramping up, folks. Merkel's words reflected the rapid evolution of Ukraine crisis from a regional conflict to a full-blown East-West confrontation. You know, now we've sent 12 F-16s. These are some pretty dynamic fighter planes to NATO. And so now Russia is moving fighters and transport planes into Belarus. Turkyanov, Ukraine's acting president, said in a statement he believed Russian forces massed near the border were ready to intervene in Ukraine at any time. And he hoped efforts by Ukraine and sympathetic nations would stop the aggression. This is serious. It's really amazingly, profoundly threatening and serious, Hitler-esque. You know, Blitzkrieg memories start flowing through my mind. Pretty intense, isn't it? Then, interestingly enough, airbag problems for GM have caused 303 deaths. Failure to deploy airbags. This could be another problem as the recall of cars from GM looks like it could be as many as 1.5 million vehicles. Very interesting times. Well, we have a guest here at the bottom of the hour, United States Senate candidate. He's from up in the Duluth area, Chris Dahlberg. A lot of people really like him. I've heard people say things, if he only had some money, you know, if he'd raised enough money, he would be really viable because he's got such a good head. He's a very interesting fellow in that he has attained to some commission posts in a very Democrat part of the state, you know, the very, very what they call blue 8th Congressional District that goes all the way from south of Duluth all the way up to the Canadian border out in that whole point out all along Lake Superior. That's the 8th Congressional District, and he has been making friends of all parties, and he's very conservative, constitution-minded, interesting fellow. He'll be with us at 8:30. So if you have some questions for Kevin Cramer, you know, what's been a good idea is to call him in, go to the 855-200-1776 and go extension 1 if you want to ask him something about all this stuff going on. Another story this morning, listening to Bill Bennett, a lady called up. She had gone to the Obamacare website 6 times and apparently got counted in all 6 of them. Isn't that interesting? She believes that they are very quick to count people responding. Of course, my whole point is the worst thing that can happen is more and more people sign up to this monstrosity. It's interesting. Obama was had an interview, and he was kind of piqued about and irked about people that maybe weren't signing up. And he said they should look at their budget. Maybe they've got a cell phone or a cable news bill that, you know, they need to look at their budget. And he cited phone. Now, think about all the free Obama phones, okay? And cable news, all of the times he's ripped Fox, the only honest voice in national television. It's just ridiculous. But it provoked me to say, well, he's telling somebody is making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year to cut out their cable so, of course, they can't hear the truth and the obvious facts about his deranged presidency, but also cut out the cell phones. And I thought, well, let's see now. How is he tightening his belt? And I started Googling some things. Like, here's one. If you really want to have some fun, Google President Obama's trips. His little 17-day safari to Africa. How about like 56 planes bringing all kinds of vehicles? $100 million. They flew over, they had airplanes in the air over them, obviously extremely paranoid. Many, 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 many vehicles, bulletproof glass on all the hotels that they stayed at. Hundreds of people to protect him, of an entourage. $100 million. Went to the Mandela funeral and had in one venue 1,500 days, visitor days at one hotel complex. He was there for 15 hours. The only thing that he really saved us a lot of money on was his trip to Margaret Thatcher's funeral. The cost of that trip was zero. Of course, we go and check out how much he spent in Hawaii and how much Michella spent and how much they're spending on dinners. A very interesting time. We're going to be back with more of the What's on Your Mind preview in just a few minutes. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Job to tell people they got to pay their employees who work on salary overtime at the same time that Obamacare is costing us millions of jobs and keeping many more companies from expanding. Now, raising minimum wage, which precludes so many young workers from access to entry-level jobs and that opportunity. And now to get really aggressive about overhauling overtime regulations. This man seems to be doing everything he can to hurt us. We just got a text alert here. Police discover body in South Fargo strip mall. The death is called suspicious. So we will keep up on that. If we find out any more about it, we'll pass it on, folks. It's very unpleasant and suspicious event that the police have uncovered. Some more of the international news, and the missing jet search widens far west. The perimeter of the potential west now is going, it could go way, way past India. Reasonable grounds to search on the western side of peninsula. The search for missing jetliner has been expanded well west of its last reported position. It's interesting, you know, as the more the time goes on, the more the creative minds speculate about what happened, looking into the character and the background of the people on board, trying to figure out, hey, maybe there was some really valuable stuff being carried. What was the cargo of this is another thing. The report suggests the automated data is key to Malaysia Flight 370. Planes typically relay maintenance information in flight to their manufacturers. This can help track a lost plane like this. But as authorities from 12 countries continue to search Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, government and airline officials deny a Wall Street Journal report saying that the plane fueled for a five-hour flight to Beijing actually flew 4 hours after the last contact. So now it's being he said, she said arguments, wondering what the truth is. And so that's just one of those up in the air things. Another beleaguered state in our world is Israel. They're all on edge after heavy rocket attacks. You know, it's here we look at Crimea, we look at this, look for this missing plane, we obsess. Have you noticed in the news cycle how totally dominated one or two stories? A lot of times one story just crushes everything else, you know? And into the powerful crush of headlines, pretty late after, kind of late in the day is when a lot of stuff is released, like this incredible revelation that people are not going to have to sign up for any excuse whatsoever, can say they don't want to sign up or they don't have to pay the mandate, they don't have to pay the fee for maybe up to 2 years. And Rush Limbaugh opined that they were, if it weren't for the Wall Street Journal, see, they were trying to tell their people are getting better and better at targeting their supporters. And so, in other words, the people that supported Obama that are irked about the penalties and the tax and the you know, not wanting to sign up, are saying, oh, that's okay. And then that came out, and apparently it's in the law in some 7 pages of new regs that gives all kinds of exceptions. And then Sebelius said, no, we're not going to change the deadline. People are going to have to sign up. So now we have a really wide disparity between what's actually happening as this bill is being completely, it's not even a vestige of its original health care bill, because the prime directive of all was the mandate that everybody had to have health insurance. And then, you know, so you have the head of Health and Human Services. It seems like she has no clue what she's doing, or she's just really getting clever in multiple Big Brother speak. Because, folks, this is just wrong. Another interesting story is the big brouhaha at EPA. These wonderful people that like to tell everybody how to run their farm and their business, that have declared war on coal, have literally grown in their arrogance and indifference. We have got to be able to fire these people and scale back rather than this big growth of government, because now many of them are abusing their credit cards, their spending cards. Wow. EPA. And they won't get fired. Varney was on Fox this morning and said, you know, I don't think they'll even get fired. And it's very, very, some big numbers for all kinds of personal luxury from EPA people using their federal government, you know, spending cards. Another interesting kind of story here about something that's got to give some Pride to Fargo is the new Sanford Hospital, will be the seventh largest in the nation. The Fargo they're building here in Fargo. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Then the economy, the Dow Jones, deeply troubled for a lot of reasons, has had just a really severe tumble for the last 4 days. And again, people are starting to look at the macroeconomic possibility that maybe this five-year bull market is coming to an end. That is the average length for bull or up markets in the equities. So, and remember that with this market has been driven and impelled and pushed along by artificially low interest rates. A very interesting insight that Eugene Grainer pointed out yesterday on his market analysis report. He said all of the commodities that we track in the futures markets are up this year except for two, lumber and copper, being big construction commodities. That shows the underlying weakness. And the real number of unemployment is much higher than the 6.7 because of all of those that have quit working. So we have, I feel like America with this massive deficit, think of it as our federal government sitting on a foundation that has turned to ice, and now the ice is getting thinner, and they're not going to protect it. The greatest cure for what threatens our economy, without any doubt, is fiscal self-control. Incredible if we could balance this budget. Well, we're going to have two Senate candidates that are very fiscally minded with us. We're going to have Chris Dahlberg. He's running one of the candidates that's running against Franken. He's going to be with us in the bottom of the hour. And then today, one of my favorite candidates for the United States Senate, the whole country, Sam Clovis. He's got a PhD. He teaches federalism. He's going to be with us in the Common Sense Club. He's also going to be here on Saturday, folks. Not only is he going to give us a stump speech from the heart of a man that teaches the Constitution and loves the Republic, he's also going to teach us about the Second Amendment in the afternoon. We're going to be back with more What's on Your Mind and Chris Dahlberg in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to What's On Your Mind preview program. This is Mark the Freedom Poet. Scott Hannon has been working so hard the last while all around the country, and so he's finally got a day off. So he's going to have Pat Finken and Todd are going to be handling What's On Your Mind at 9 o'clock. And Congressman Kramer is going to be with him later. I'll get the details of that whole program. But right now I wanted to fill out the details we have so far about this alarming discovery. The police discovered a body in South Fargo Strip Mall and it's a very suspicious death. A dead body behind the Southside Strip Mall an hour after midnight Friday. Lieutenant Joe Vettel said officers are right now processing the scene east of 14th Avenue and 33rd Street in South Fargo. Vettel said officers were called to that area about 12:20 a.m. to the call of criminal mischief involving vehicles. When they arrived, they did not find the body right away, he said, but they did find one vehicle matching the description in the original call. They located the body of an adult man about 200 yards away about 30 minutes later. The police have two people being detained for questioning. So please check back, stay tuned, because we're going to stay on top of this story through the day. Well, now I have a much more pleasant discussion here, and that is to welcome Chris Dolberg to the What's On Your Mind program. How are you doing, Chris?
Well, great, great. Top of the morning to you. I'm calling you from out here over in Duluth, Minnesota.
You're in Duluth, a town where I was born. We discussed the first time we visited,
yep.
And I didn't remember seeing you, so I brought your picture up on your homepage. It's really hard to get to your thing, Dahlberg for Senate,
okay.
And it just popped right up there.
Oh, it wasn't hard. Good. Okay.
It was. No, it was really easy. And you look like a pleasant fellow. I can see why you've had kind of a successful career. You've been. Why don't you tell us about yourself, and then I want to talk about some of the issues.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, I want to talk about a Fourth Amendment privacy issue. Let's get to that right away. But yeah, as far as my background for the people, I'm a solid conservative up here in northeastern Minnesota, which is kind of a rarity. I'm the stronghold of the DFL party, and I've been able to succeed here because we have what's called a lot of Reagan Democrats. And it's probably similar out to your area. I mean, these are a lot of people that are pro-life, Second Amendment, fiscal conservatives. And I think if you have the right messenger, we can win. And I think that's the secret. And one of the things I've been saying, I'm running as a Republican in Minnesota, is you don't have to give up on your values. You don't have to be what they call a purple candidate or a Democrat light to run. You can stay strong to your principles. Can we talk, though? I'm really hot on I really want to talk about this Fourth Amendment issue because you had an advertiser, Mark, that I thought was real interesting. I was listening on the downtime, and it was fake TV, which I think is wonderful. You know, they put the fake TV on so to keep burglars out. So that's kind of a neat thing. But how about this for yourself and the listeners? What is the listeners' thoughts out there when the law enforcement uses cell phones to fake your cell phone towers to fake your cell phones into pulling up their data into them? I mean, how do the listeners feel on that? So, you know, one of the things we have right now, and I think it's a big issue, is the NSA spying issue.
Oh, big time.
Big time. And then now recently you've heard even the CIA is a big issue. They're spying even on the Senate committee. And to me, this is a matter that goes from the Tea Party people all the way over to the ACLU. I mean, the whole spectrum, people value the Constitution, the right to privacy. And what I find troubling, and this is where one of the candidates in the race, and she's from down around the metro, but we have a disagreement. We agree on the NSA is absolutely wrong spying. But where I have the disagreement is I think it's also wrong on the local level. They're doing this down in Hennepin County with what's called Kingfish, and I think the state's doing it with called Stingray. And what they do is if there's emergency, they can pull in these cell phone calls, but they don't give you the notice. And so, and you know, it's always justified, Mark, by saying, well, what happens if there's an abduction? We can immediately trigger in everybody's cell phone. But you know the old saying, those who would have a little bit of security at the price of freedom will have neither. And that's what really concerns me this morning. I mean, we can go down the slippery slope, and it's very troubling when we have, you know, Republicans that are supposed to be conservatives in this to say, you know, that's okay. And that's why we have to stand up. And I think this is an issue that's Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. I think people say, you know what? It's too much this intrusion into our lives. I mean, how do you feel on that? I would think I know it already.
I want to be able to get in my car and go anywhere I want. I don't want anybody tracking me. I want to talk to anybody about anything I want. The freedom of speech, and then when we see how this regime has vented with such hostility and abused people from the IRS, when we see how everybody's data is supposed to be filtered through a hub on Obamacare, and then all of the technological ability to track people in their own homes, I think we need to have some very technical savvy protection. We need to restate in the light of the current situation the Fourth Amendment all over again.
Yeah. Well, you know, that, but it also gets to the Constitution, because I think people get tripped up in that. A lot of times we get into that catch. We say, well, it's a living, breathing Constitution. It can change everything. Exactly. And the reason why is because what was the Constitution based on? They looked at hundreds of years, and really it gets down to man's human behavior. That's what it's about. So as much as technology evolves, it really gets down to you have to have controls about ultimate or too much power concentrated. And these are the issues that I keep talking about. And I say you have to be consistent with your principles. And I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. You can see I talked about Senator Ortman. I was troubled on this. But we also have the issue, too. Like, let's go back to education. Right now we have Common Core, right? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
What a disaster.
Yeah. But you know what? President Bush, No Child Left Behind.
Right.
So when we as Republicans start to buy into this, you know, it's a problematic. And I like to tell people, I say, listen to this. I say, be careful when you're danced with the bear, because the trick is when the music stops. So when you start to let the federal government say, OK, we're going to buy into this, we'll get some, quote, free money. Ultimately, there's going to be a price or sacrifice paid. So, you know, we have some real problems in Washington, D.C., and I think it's all about sending people there that are going to have focus, not put their finger up in the air and say, gee whiz, some small special interest group's going to get mad at me. Or what's also troubling me in a lot of these races is the use of outside money. And you can get establishment Republicans, and I'm sorry, maybe there's some Karl Rove lovers out there, but, you know, a lot of times they're funding their candidates they see are the best for raising money, but they forget about what are the real principles for representing for our state, Minnesota. And look at Franken. He's got the liberal pockets of Hollywood Broadway money. So do you think, who is he going to be accountable to at the end of the day? You know,
that's a really good point. You know, another thing I appreciate about what you do, Chris, and a lot of people don't do, is on your website, you put issues and you get detailed about issues. You're not afraid to say exactly what you believe about limited government and fiscal responsibility, personal privacy, Second Amendment, family values, and you spell it out. And
exactly.
That's what I wish everybody would do, because there's so much just political rhetoric that when you get done reading it, you say, well, that was nice, you know. They want to help us. They're kind. But I appreciate the fact that you really, really state how you feel. I love Obamacare and your website. Obamacare is an unmitigated disaster.
Yep.
You know,
and that's not pulling
any punches, man.
Nope. And this is another disagreement I have with Senator Ortman. She's kind of now backing up a little bit on this. But I said, listen, absolute repeal of it. We can't tinker with this. I mean, this is an absolute train wreck. You know, Max Baucus, he was a Democrat. At least he had the political courage to say, you know what? I might be a Democrat and Obama might be a Democrat, but this is a terrible thing for our country. And we need people like that. You look at Franken.
They sent him to China. They sent Baucus to China.
There you go.
You know, one of the guys that knows, he was part of framing this legislation.
Yep.
And then he starts to criticize it. He's the first person to call it a train wreck. And now, do you think, after criticizing Obama, who hates criticizing, they sent him halfway across the world to China?
Yep. Hey, and I appreciate you talking about my website. And, you know, I wanted to tell people two things about my website. It'll tell a little bit about myself. Or one is, there's a thing called on there, the Blizzard Tour. You'll see me in what's kind of called looking like a goofy hat, Mark.
Yeah.
And it's a 1 minute video, and I talk about serious issues. But for your listeners, I'm a military man with 25 years of military experience, but I like to call myself a type A screwball personality. And here's what I mean by that is, I take the mission in Washington, D.C. very seriously, just like a military man. But myself, I don't take it seriously. And I think the problem we have with too many politicians in Washington, D.C., it's ego. And they forget about the people. And that's the issue. And so you'll look at me. I'm a Scandinavian. I'm a fun guy. And that's one of the things I think I want to talk about: front porch leadership, to make them feel that they're going to have a U.S. senator that they could actually sit on their front porch with and chat. And I think that's the type of government we have. The other thing for YouTube, if people want to check it out, it's Chris Dahlberg on Jobs. And it's Chris Dahlberg on Jobs YouTube. I think it says 2014. It's only 60 seconds, but I am talking about the absolute disaster of Franken, how he provides lip service for Jobs, but he really is just dragging his feet. And I talk about the Keystone XL line. But we have our own thing here right in Minnesota called PolyMet up in my area, up on the range.
Right.
And that's why the Democrats are starting to come to me, and they're saying Dahlberg understands timber, taconite, and tourism, and now precious metals. It's taken longer, Mark, to get a mining permit on the Iron Range than it took to get the man to the moon. And that was 1960 technology. I mean,
and the Iron Range isn't nearly as far as the moon.
No, that's right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is I always joke I'm a military officer, and the military did teach me Mandarin Chinese, because they figured, you know, in this global environment, we're going to need some officers that understand Chinese. But at the rate we're going with people like Obama and Franken, I'm going to need Chinese because I'm going to be working for them. I mean, we are absolutely letting countries like China and India hand us our lunch. And we have to turn the table around on this. And so it does, you know, we can elect weak leaders to go to Washington. We also have to elect leaders that care about the people and really don't care about getting reelected. And I think if you do the job, things will come whatever may.
You know, when you think about that, the Chinese having $1 trillion of our debt, that
right.
is enormous leverage. Can you stay with us a little bit longer, Chris?
Oh, I'd love to. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, we're gonna break here for a few minutes. We're going to be back with Chris Dahlberg, candidate for United States Senate, and more of What's on Your Mind and some sports, previewing a Steve Sports Saturday and, of course, the big event on Saturday here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefel on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Winter has been long and it's been cold and it's time to relax, and I can think of no better place than one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Come relax and listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday, get two nights at Chase on the Lake, plus your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Dorovada Spa. Take your pick. Want a massage? Want a facial? Want a manicure, a pedicure? They do it all, and you're going to love it. It's the great way to relax. Or, if you haven't had enough winter, you could go do a four-hour snowmobile rental. All of that, the two nights, plus your choice of the four-hour snowmobile rental or two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Dorovada Spa, Chase, are yours for $199 for both nights. But you need to call to book this right now at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. For Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Freedom Poet. This is What's on Your Mind, and I am very happy to have with me Chris Dahlberg. We don't have much time left because we're going to be having, this is the last segment of this morning show, but what I want you to do is tell us kind of a couple, three bullet points and your website, and kind of give us your best one-minute commercial here.
Hey, I think the great thing the listeners should know is this is an extremely close race, and I am not the establishment candidate, so I think this is the type of person we need to send to Washington, D.C. But I've been consistently at the top of the polling among the Republicans. So back in October, I was within 10 points of Franken. The lead, his lead is closing. Now, it was recent poll showed it was 49 to 41%. That was a KSTP USA poll. Again, we're within 8 points. We know because of Obamacare, it is closing. I am the guy that can actually beat Al Franken. And why is that? The biggest reason is I'm a guy that can relate to the average person out there. I'm not what you would call a country club Republican. And I've consistently demonstrated in northeastern Minnesota, the heart of the DFL territory, that I've been able to win. When Obama got 70% in my district, I was able to get 60%. So we need a type of person that's a fighter. And one of the things we also need is a strong conservative. I mean, let's not elect a Democrat light. We don't have to do that in Minnesota. And we can send to Washington, D.C. if we expect changes. That's what we need, Mark.
Well, that is great. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Chris.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And have fun. I'd like to meet you in person one day. You sure take nice pictures, though.
Okay, thanks. Check out the site at dahlbergnow.com. We must do a lot of touch-ups.
All right.
You take care, buddy.
Plastic surgery, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like Kerry has had a lot of Botox or something. Well, folks, I would really like now to introduce Steve Hallstrom, host of Steve's Sports Saturday. It's heard here Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 every Saturday at Vision Bank at 25th Street. Steve, what's happening on tomorrow's program?
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, everybody. Happy Friday from everyone at Steve's Sports Saturday. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. We're going to talk some hockey in hour number one. Michael Russo from the Star Tribune will be in to talk about the Minnesota Wild. They made some trades, got a nice win the other night. Wild got some good things going. Also, Adam Woden from College Hockey News will be in to talk about the NCHC tournament and also the Big Ten hockey tournament. And so a lot of good things on the college hockey scene we'll be talking about as well. Seth Stowes from SethSpeaks.net will be in to talk the Minnesota Twins as well. He's down at Twins Spring Training. And, yes, it is a good sign that spring is around the corner when we can talk some baseball. Hour number two, we're going to talk a lot about the NDSU Summit League Championship. We'll be joined by one of the NDSU players on the show. And then also Doug Brodus from the Bleacher Report will be calling in as well to talk about his predictions for Selection Sunday and where NDSU might be seated. Could they get a 12 seed, maybe an 11, maybe a 13? Where do they fit in that? We'll ask Doug his thoughts on that. I want to say thanks to our great sponsors, our friends at Vision Bank and Peterson Farm Seeds, great friends of our show on Steve Sports Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow, 9 to 11 a.m., AM 1100. You can also listen to us online, am1100theflag.com, and mobile app TuneIn Radio or Radio Loyalty as well. Have a great day, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow on Steve Sports Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Steve. That's great. We're going to have on What's on Your Mind at 9 o'clock, Congressman Kevin Cramer. And then Mary Miller, Basin Electric, to discuss St. Baldwick's and the Bismarck effort to raise money for cancer research. She'll be on at 9:30. And at 10:30, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm. So a very full program. And, of course, that's What's on Your Mind. And so you can call. You're the stars. Before Kevin gets there, I guess he's going to be there right at the top of the hour. And then after that, they'll have, and people can call in for him, you know, and ask him your questions. So very interesting town hall meeting with the Congressman Cramer. Again, usually that's Wednesday, but moved ahead for today. I want to mention the great and important and timely win that the Wild had last night. Niederreiter and Parisi scored crucial goals, and Kemper played tremendous in net. Rangers were very intense and pounding away. The Wild now are 6 points in the secure position for the first wild card playoff seat, so they're in much better shape. We have 19 games left for the Timberwolves. They're playing the best they have for many years, but they've got to win a whole bunch of their last 19 games or so to have a chance. And then I want to talk about, we're going to have the keynote speaker, one of the two keynote speakers on the Saturday Save Our Republic event that starts at 1 o'clock at the Hub. And from 1 to 5, we have candidate school with four people that have had literally decades of political experience. And so come with any questions. Anybody that wants to help anybody get elected to anything needs to be there. And then from 3 to 5, we're going to have Issue School. It's going to have Dave Racer talking about health care. Nobody knows it better. Jana Murdahl about Measure One. And so delighted to have PhD, United States Senate candidate, Sam Clovis, who will be one of the two keynote speakers at the evening free rally. He will be there to talk about the Second Amendment. Last night he was a fundraiser for the NRA in Iowa. So we're going to have, please folks, plan to come to the Hub all day for a free Save Our Republic event on Saturday, starting at 1, going right through the evening, and dinner from 5 to 7.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.